The previous Mishnah listed the 18 different forms of trephes, animals which have a particular type of internal wound which makes them forbidden to be eaten. And this Mishnah parallels that list with a number of wounds which would not make an animal a trepha, and as long as a valid slaughtering takes place, it would be permitted to eat that animal. The Eluk Shreis Babahema, the following wounds would still be valid, they would not invalidate and make the animal into a trepha. The previous Mishnah taught that if the majority of the circumference of the windpipe has a crack in it, then it would be a trepha. This Mishnah teaches that nikva hagargeres, if there is just a hole in the windpipe, a shanistika, or it has a crack going vertically, then even if that crack covers the majority of the windpipe in a vertical direction, it would still not be a trepha as long as there is still a part of the windpipe remaining at the top and the bottom. The crack doesn't go all the way until the end of the windpipe. Now, regarding the hole in the windpipe at kamotechsar, up until how much of the windpipe can be missing for it still to be considered not a trepha, says ad k'isar italki, up to the size of an Italian isar coin. The next example is nifchasa gulgoles, if the skull of the animal has been crushed or cracked, v'loy nikav krum shel moyach, but the membrane, the layer of tissue which covers the brain, has not got any hole in it, it is still whole. Nikav halev, if the wall of the heart has a hole in it, v'loy leves chaloloi, but the hole does not go all the way into the inner chamber of the heart. Nishbra hashidra, if the spine of the animal gets broken, but v'loy nifchas achutshela, the nerve which goes all the way down the spine and connects to the brain from the top, if that has not cracked, then it would still be permitted to eat this animal. Nitla hakovid v'nishtayim v'nakazayis, if the liver of the animal has been removed, it's been taken out of the animal, it's no longer present in the animal, for whatever reason, as long as the size of an olive of the liver still remains, it would not be considered a trepha. This Mishnah argues on the previous Mishnah, because the previous Mishnah implied that it would be a trepha only if all of the liver is missing, whereas this Mishnah implies that it's a trepha even if a small of the amount of liver remains, as long as it is not the size of an olive. Hemsis ubeis akosis, these are two of the four stomachs which a kosher animal has, the second and third stomach into which the food enters and is digested. If there is a hole on the area where these two stomachs connect, that would not make it into a trepha, because it would only become a trepha if there is a hole in the wall of one of these in the area where they do not connect to each other. Alright, next example, nitl hatchol, if the spleen of the animal has been taken, this is a particular organ around the area of the stomach of the animal. Nitl hakloyes, if the kidneys have been taken out, if they've been removed somehow. Nitl lechi atachtoin, if the lower jaw has been taken away, it's no longer connected to the flesh of the animal. Nitl ha'im shelah, if the uterus, if it's a female animal, if its uterus has been taken out, it is also it's not a trepha. V'charus b'dei shamayim, an animal whose lungs have shriveled up and shrunk due to the animal getting a very big fright, a very big shock. If that happened due to some natural cause, for example, it was very afraid of the lightning or the thunder, then it would not become a trepha. The Gemara adds that it happens to be that it would become a trepha if it got a fright as a result of a person giving it a shock. That is indeed the reason why the Mishnah is talking specifically about a case where it got a shock due to a natural cause. Finally, says the Mishnah, Hagaluda, an animal whose skin has come off. Rav Meir says that it is not considered to be a trepha, it can still be eaten, v'chachom pleislim, but the chachom invalidate it, and they say that it is considered a trepha and may not be eaten. It should be noted that according to the Chachomim, it emerges that there are actually 19 types of trephas and not only 18. Mishnah Gimel, ve'elu trephas ba'if, the following is a list of wounds which would make a bird into a trepha. Nukuvas ha'veshet, if there is a hole in the food pipe. Psukas ha'gageres, if there is a horizontal crack going around the circumference, the majority of the circumference of the windpipe. So far, this is the same as for a regular animal. Hikato chulda roisha, if a weasel hit the bird on its head. Some explain this to mean that the bird was bitten by the weasel. So this would depend, and not in every situation would the animal become a trepha. Only if it's makom she'oisa is a trepha. if it is a part of the skull, which would be an area which would give the bird a status of a trephar, for example, any case where the membrane covering the skull gets a hole in it, only in that situation would it be considered a trephar. Next example, Nikavakurkavon, if the kurkavon, this is the gizzard, which is a part of the digestive system below the stomach of the animal, it helps to crush the food. So if this has a hole in it, then it would also be considered a trephar. The animal is not expected to live for 12 months. Nikvu hadakin, if the intestines of the bird have a hole in them, nofla la'ur v'nechmur b'neme ehar, if the bird fell into a fire and as a result the inner parts of the animal, different organs like the stomach, if they get burnt, so in this case it depends how burnt they are. Im yirukim, if those organs which are supposed to be reddish have changed color and are now, they have an appearance of green, then pasulin, then these animals would be invalid. They would have the status of a trephar and it would be forbidden to eat them. Im adumim, however, if the organs still have their reddish color, that is a sign that they have not been burnt to a great degree, and therefore kasherim, these birds would still be valid and permitted to be eaten, of course, as long as a valid slaughtering is performed with them. Continues the Mishnah, derosa, if a person trampled on the bird, or trofa bakaisel, or he threw it with force against the wall, or if an animal managed to crush one of the limbs by pushing the bird down very hardly, mufarkeses. If in any of these three cases the animal is still moving about, it might not be able to walk in a normal fashion, but as long as it is still moving about, perhaps in a wild manner, but it's still moving, the shasam eis le'eis, and it waited and remained alive for at least 24 hours, or shechata, and then they slaughtered it, kashera, only then would the animal in these three cases be considered permitted to be eaten. But if they slaughter it beforehand, then they need to be concerned that the organs were really crushed, and that the animal was going to die as a result of it, and that is, it is therefore a trephar. Mishnah Dalet, the Eluk shows by if the following wounds inside of a bird would not make it into a trephar. Nikva hagargeres, if there is a hole in the windpipe, b'shenistaka, or if there is a crack vertically going up the windpipe, as long as there is part of the windpipe still existing on the top and the bottom. Hikata chulda al reisham, and kemish einoisa is a trephar. If a weasel hits the animal or bites the animal on its head in a place which does not make it into a trephar, meaning in a place where it is safe to assume that the membrane above the skull of the bird has not been cracked or has not got a hole in it, nikav hazefek, if the zefek, which is part of the digestive system of the bird, where the food goes into directly from the food pipe and is stored there until going into the next part of the digestive system, the stomach, if this zefek gets a hole in it, that would not make it into a trephar. It is implied, however, from the Mishnah that if the zefek is removed from the animal, then it would be considered a trephar. However, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, afilu nital, even if the zefek is taken out of the animal, it would still not be a trephar. Yotsu b'nei me'echa v'loi nikvu, if the b'nei me'ayim, this refers to certain internal organs, at least the intestines, perhaps a couple of other parts of the body in that area, if they exit the body, and they have not got a hole in them, if the bones of the wings of the bird have been broken or cracked, if the lower part of the bird's legs have been broken or cracked, if the larger main wings or main feathers on the bird have been removed, and Rabbi Huda says, if all of the feathers have been removed, even the smaller ones, then pasula, then it would indeed be considered a invalid bird. Just like in the end of the of Mishnah Base, we saw that an animal whose skin has been taken off becomes a trephar. So too, regarding a bird, if all of its feathers come off, it would also be considered a trephar, according to Rabbi Huda. Mishnah Hey, Achuzas Hadom, if the animal or bird which somebody wishes to slaughter, if it has become full of blood in an abnormal way, or if it has absorbed and breathed in smoke to a greater degree than normal, or if the animal has caught a cold, or if it ate a certain type of herb, which is poisonous for an animal, or if it ate the excrement of chickens, which is also considered to be poisonous somewhat for an animal, or if the animal drank literally bad water, this refers to water which was left uncovered and unwatched, and there is generally a concern that a snake might have injected some venom which would not be visible in that drink, in that water, and because of that, the Mishnah in Maseches Truma says that it's forbidden to drink such water, and likewise, for an animal, it's also dangerous. Nevertheless, in all of these cases, although the animal might be in danger of dying now, it's not considered to be a trefa. Trefa is when there is an internal wound in the animal. Not if the animal is in danger of dying very soon. One is allowed to slaughter an animal which is probably going to die very soon. It's only considered to be a trefa if it has a particular wound, one of its organs have been damaged and injured, and that is not the case over here, and therefore it will be permitted to slaughter this animal and eat it. Now what happens if ochlasam hamoves, if the animal ate something which was poisonous even for a human being, or if a snake bit the animal and injected venom into it, muteres mishum trefa? In these cases, the animal will be considered permitted in terms of the laws of whether it's considered a trefa. However, v'asura, it's still forbidden to eat it for a different reason, because of the danger to one's life. By eating the meat of this animal which has snake venom inside of it, or something else which is poisonous for a person, that can endanger the person's life, and for that reason it will be forbidden to eat the animal's meat, even though it's not considered to be a trefa. It should just be noted that regarding the case of the animal which drank water, where there is a danger that the water contains some snake venom, the reason why in that case it's permitted to eat it is because that water, since it's mixed with water and the animal consumes it, it is assumed that once the animal is killed and is left for a while, it would not cause any danger for a person to eat that meat.